Amen. Indeed, if it ain't in your veins, I venture to say it is not even in your heart. Because it's something about the Word of God. God's Word, the psalmist said, is a lamp. He said it guides, it directs. And it's only because of the Word of God, church, that we are able to be and say and do what we are able to do. Amen. Psalms 119 and round about verse number 97. The Bible says, the psalmist said, oh, how I love thy law. It is the meditation all the day. Through thy commandments have made me wiser than my enemies, for thy are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditations. I understand more than the ancients because I keep thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey. Unto my mind. Boy, that's something about the Word of God. Yes, and I don't know about you, as I sing these words, you see me. I'm in it. And you know why? Because I know what God has done for me. A few years back, as I lay between two twilights, God gave me a second chance. And I don't know about you, I don't take lightly the second chance. You know, not a whole lot of folk get a second chance. But God raised me back to let you know that I know that he knows that you know that I know that you need to get your act together. And so it's as much as in me. Peter said, I am ready to preach the gospel to you. Church, we're living in some perilous times. If there's ever been a time for God's people to take some serious inventory, you better look around. 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse number 5, Paul says, examine yourself whether or not you be in the faith. Paul says, prove it to yourself. Know ye not that Christ is in you except you be a reprobate. Paul says you need to take an inventory of yourself from the neck up to make sure that you are doing what thus saith the Lord. And for those of us who are members of the body of Christ that have obeyed from the heart, 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4, the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, those of us that have been added to the body of Christ, Colossians chapter 1 verse 18, Ephesians chapter 1 verse 22. God is going to hold you and I responsible for this world out here if we don't get busy. And I don't know about you, I made up my mind. I'm going to tell it like a T.I. is. Amen. Why? Because he's going to hold me accountable. And if I'm going to be held accountable for something, that's right, I'm going to make sure I pull as many folk in it as I possibly can. Amen. You know why? Because, church, we have something that's more precious than anything on the face of the earth. We have the opportunity to bring men and women to the cross and to help them out of darkness into a marvelous light. Those of us that are members of the body, we need to realize and recognize some things that we ought to be doing. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and round about verse number 7, Paul says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. And we are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and present with the Lord. Boy, sometimes I'm ready to just go on home.
That's right.
Sometimes when the trials and tribulations, not that I can't handle them, but you know, sometimes I would just like to be where peace in the valley, where there's no pain, there's no suffering, there's nothing but to take the time to glorify the God of heaven. And I've learned I can have that down here.
Amen.
You know how I can have it? It depends on me. Amen. I used to think it depended on y'all. No, it depends on me. And so I've learned some things that I plan to do and that I have been doing. I want to be like Paul said to the church at Rome. Romans chapter 12 and round about verse number 9. Paul says, let your love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil, cling to what is good. Be kindly affectionate toward one another in brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoice in hope, patient in tribulation, contentionally, instantly in prayer, distributing to the needs of the saints, given to hospitality. Bless them that persecute you. Bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind toward one another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Do not be wise in your own opinion. Recompense no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. Verse number 18 is where I drop my hat. If it be possible. So it tells me it's possible. Amen. If he uses IF, that means it is possible. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you. That's right. You hear me tell you all the time, I only let who I want up here. If I don't want you up here, you ain't getting up there. I don't care what you do to me. Why? Because Paul said, if it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceable with all men. What does that mean? If I'm going to live peaceable with all men, that means I got to stay in my lane. How many times y'all get out of y'all's lane in someone else's lane? Oh, yeah. Huh? All the time, don't you? Amen, Walls. But I'm learning that if I'm going to live peaceable, I have to stay in the lane in which I have been given me. Amen. Paul says, if it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceable with all men. Look at what he says in verse number 19. He says, dearly beloved, isn't there some folks you want to get back at? I like Kathy because Kathy, to be honest. see, we be thinking it, but we ain't going to say it. But the Bible says if your heart condemns you, greater is he than your heart. But Paul says, dearly beloved, avenge not yourself, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Stay in your lane. Verse number 20. I got a lesson on that too, staying in your lane, you know. And the only time you get out of your, you know, when you get out of your lane, there's somebody there to remind you to stay in your lane. God is the same way when you get out of your lane. He says, therefore, if thy enemy hungers, feed him. This is how you stay in your lane. If he thirsts, give him drink. For in doing so, thou shalt heap coals of fire upon his head. Be not overcome with evil, but overcome evil. How? With good. This morning, I just want to draw you your attention to a lesson. In Genesis chapter 12, as we look at Abraham, the father of many, many nations. Title of the lesson is, God can't reveal to you. God cannot reveal to you what he has in store for you until you listen and obey. See, God has a lot of things for us, but he can't give it to us until we listen to him and obey him. Amen. And I want to show you from this text that Abraham was an individual that understood that very thing. You know, one of the most important spiritual principles that we can learn from Abraham is how he walked with God, how he listened to God, and his listening preceded his obedience. His obedience, God was able to reveal to him what he was going to do for him. You know, sometimes a child becomes so preoccupied with a toy that when he will tune out the voice of his mother as she calls out to him. When God called out Abraham, he did not tune out God, for God gave Abraham his full attention. As a result of that, Abraham knew exactly what God wanted him to do. Amen. How about us? Do we tune out God? Well, I know you're tuning me out, but if you tune me out, you're tuning out God. So I guess you are tuning out God, huh? Amen. Amen. You know, it's 11:30. 30 minutes is time to grease your belly. Have you tuned me out already? Oh, yes, I want to make this thing real because I want to show you that Abraham is not like you and I. When God called, Abraham listened, and then God was able to reveal to him. You know, how many of us want a better life? You know, physically, spiritually, emotionally. But see, God can't bless you or reveal to you your future until you listen to what he got to say. Amen. See, he wants you to be obedient to him. But in order to be obedient to him, you got to listen to him. Amen. There's some things that God requires of you.
That's right.
What he requires is total dependency on him.
Amen.
But until you give him that, he can't reveal to you what he has for you. You know, everybody's looking for their future. But see, you can't see the revealed future until you listen to what God has to say.
Amen.
And I want to show you that Abraham understood that very principle. Abraham did not tune out God, but when God called, Abraham was ready to answer the question. And I want to show you that Abraham understood that in the presence of God, nothing else matters.
Amen.
Amen. He's called many of us.
Yes.
But see, God can't reveal to you what he has in store for you until you listen to what he's calling you for.
Amen.
He's called all of us out of darkness into this marvelous light. Well, why do you act like you're still in darkness? Because you haven't been listening to how to get out of the darkness.
Amen.
In order for us to be the light, the true light that is in the world, we have to give total obedience to God. We have to learn that when God calls, you're ready to do the answer.
Amen.
First day of the week roll around. Who's calling? But do we listen? Come and have sleep. Not y'all. Come and hear your mind on everything but on God. How do I know that? Sometimes when you sing, are you singing because you're just going through the motion? Or do you really sing because you understand that he's called me to assemble around this table? And as I assemble around this table, there's a mindset that I have to have.
Yes.
And that mindset is that he died on the cross to reconcile me back to the Father.
Amen.
That motivates me. That drives me.
Yes.
So when it's time to give energy in my singing, I can't hear nobody but me.
Amen.
You know, we sing that song, it's me, oh Lord. But do we really understand when we sing that song? Abraham, when God called him, Abraham was willing to answer the call. Genesis chapter 12, and round about verse number 1, the Bible says, now the Lord had said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house. That sounds like a call to me.
Yes, sir.
And if you know anything about Abraham, he's a well-off man.
Mm-hmm.
Came from a well-to-do family. Now all of a sudden, God gonna call you to go somewhere that you don't want to go.
Mm-hmm.
How many of y'all gonna go? Well, Jesus gave us the same call. Matthew chapter 28, go into all the world and do what? Make disciples, preach the gospel. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. And he said, lo, I'm with you when you go.
Always.
The Bible says, God says, unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, that thou be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and I will curse him that curse thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. So Abram departed as the Lord spoke unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed. Age ain't got nothing to do with your service. I better drop this in. I don't care if you're blind in one eye and can't see out the other. When God calls, are you ready to answer the call? God tells Abraham to get thee out of the land that his father possessed. Go into a place that I will show thee. And as you go and as you listen to me, God told Abraham his future. I will make thee a great nation, and all the families of the earth will be in thee. Abraham listens and he does what God commands him to do. Too often as children of God, when God calls us, sometimes he gets a busy signal.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes we're so preoccupied with the cares of this world that we don't have time to really listen and be still long enough to give God the attention that is due him. But boy, just let us get in trouble. Amen, Walls. Boy, we will cry, snot, and everything else because we want God to stop everything and be attentive to our needs. Boy, could you imagine if God treated us like we treated him? Man, that's why I'm glad that we have love and mercy on my side, because God is not like you and I. One point, message is yours. Learn to listen to God and obey him. If there's ever been a time that you and I as members of the body of Christ need to listen to God and to do what he commands us, look at the world in which we live in. You know, the world we live in is going downhill very fast. But I'm reminded that even in the midst of all of this, if we trust God and do what he commands us to do, we will not have to worry about nothing. Amen. I'm learning this message, this passage back here, Hebrews 13:5. He says, keep yourself free from the love of money. Be content with such things as you have. For God has said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you.
Amen.
And then the Hebrew writer says, so with confidence, so with boldness, we say that the Lord is my helper.
Yes, sir.
I've had a lot of help, but I've never had help like I got from the Lord.
Amen.
The psalmist, the Hebrew writer said, the Lord is my helper.
Yes.
I shall not fear what man can do to me. What can you do to me? Jesus said, don't worry about him who can just kill the body. But I tell you who you ought to be worried about. Him that can kill both body and soul and then cast it into hell. Jesus says, that's who you ought to be worried about. You know, some folk on this time side of life don't fear nobody.
Amen.
Amen. And it's sad to say that even some of us sitting up in here don't fear nobody. Amen, Walls. Because if you really understood what God can really do to you, boy, what kind of people should we be? Huh? Should we be the most motivated folk on the face of the earth?
Amen.
Huh? We should?
Yeah.
Should we just drag in because we ain't got nothing else to do?
No.
We ought to be so excited, so motivated, so enthused to go out and seek and save the lost that the world know who we are simply by the demonstration that we perform every single day of our life. When we walk in the room, we make the difference.
Amen.
We don't believe that. Some of us do. Now, don't leave here. I didn't say y'all didn't believe it, but if you make the difference, then you have to be connected to the Spirit, because the Spirit is going to give you what you need when you need it. Did he not give it to you?
Yes, sir.
Sister Esther.
Yes, sir.
See, and that's what we need to be attentive to, church. God gave us the Spirit, and the reason he gave us the Spirit is not because you deserve it. No, he gave you the Spirit to help someone else see the Spirit.
Amen.
And when we speak as the oracles of God, as we minister from the Word of God, folks will change.
Yes.
What's the problem? Well, we don't do that. Sometimes we're quiet as church mouse.
Right.
Amen, Walls. 1 Peter chapter 3 and round about verse number 8. Listen to what Peter said. Peter says, finally, be of one mind. Have compassion one for another. Love as brethren. Be pitiful. Be courteous. Not rendering evil for evil, railing for railing, but contrary. Blessing, knowing that ye are therefore called, that ye should inherit the best blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him shun evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are attentive unto their prayers.
Amen.
But the eyes of the Lord is against them that do evil. God is on our side. And it's somewhere down the line, church, as members of the body of Christ, we need to learn how to listen to what God requires of each and every one of us. Luke 19:10, the Bible says, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. See, when you listen to Jesus, when you do what Jesus commands us to do, and when it's time to obey, nothing or no one gets in your way. Amen. Matthew chapter 16, verses 24 through 26. Jesus said, if any man desires to come after me, you got to listen to what I got to say.
Amen.
What do you want me to do, Jesus? I want you to deny yourself, pick up your cross, and follow me. Well, the cross is heavy. Pick up your cross and follow me. Well, a lot of folks didn't like you. Pick up your cross and follow me. Well, you know, it might separate me from my family. Pick up your cross and follow me. See, either you listen to him.
That's right.
Or you don't. Jesus said, for whosoever desire to save his life will lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. And he says, what does it profit a man if he should gain the whole world and lose his soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? See, you got to learn to listen to Jesus. And when you listen to Jesus, Jesus take care of everything else. I'm reminded of the apostles after they had saw and left everything that they had on this time side of life. Peter reminded Jesus, Lord, we've left everything for the kingdom. And God, Jesus said, there's not a man that has left from father, mother, house, wife, or anything for the kingdom of God that shall not receive 100-fold in this life and the life to come. See, Jesus gives some guarantees. See, we got to first, though, learn to listen to him. And when you listen to Jesus and do what he says to do, he makes everything all right. Matthew chapter 4 and round about verse number 18. The Bible says, and Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting their nets into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said unto them, follow me, and I will make thee fishers of men. The Bible says, this translation says, and they straightway. Another translation says, and they immediately. See, when you follow Jesus, nothing else is important. Why? Because you know that Jesus has something much better for you on this time side of life and in the life to come. The Bible says, and they straightway left their nets and followed him. And going on from hence, he saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John, in the ship with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets, and he called them, and they immediately left their business. This is my livelihood, Lord, and you want me to go follow you?
Amen.
You ain't got no money.
No.
You know how we think? You want me to follow you? Fish is what we make our livelihood. But because you say, follow me, I leave everything. That's deep. The Bible says, he said, and they immediately followed him. And Jesus went about all of Galilee, teaching in the synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom. And he heard and healed all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. They listened to Jesus, and Jesus revealed to them that if you follow me, I will make you fishers of men. See, they couldn't see their future until they could listen to what he had to say. And many times, church, we can't see anything until we follow the Lord. He said, come unto me, all that labor and are heavy laden.
Amen.
Where you can't get your burdens taken off until you come.
That's right.
And when you come, you got to come the right way.
That's right.
You know, you ever had somebody come to you in the middle of the night? And don't you just get up like 1 o'clock in the morning and knock on your door and you get up, hey, it's good to see you. see, you understand what I'm talking about? So Jesus said he wants you to come to him.
Yes, sir.
And he will give you the rest needed on this time side of life. But see, to come to Jesus requires me to do something. I got to listen to him, and then I have to obey what he says to do. If you want your burdens lifted, you got to come to Jesus and you got to do something. Look at what he says. Matthew chapter 11 and round about verse 28. Jesus says, come unto me all that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Well, how do you want me to come? Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. See, I've learned now what Paul meant in Philippians chapter 4. When Paul said, I've learned how to be a base, I've learned how to be abound in all things, whether full or empty.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned. How did you learn it? Because I've come to Jesus, and I've allowed Jesus to teach me what I need to know. The psalmist said, I was young, now I'm old, yet have I seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging bread. What's the problem? We don't come to Jesus the way he commands. I reminded of a young man. The Bible said he had plenty. He came to Jesus seeking Jesus' advice. But he didn't want to listen to Jesus because everything else was more important than Jesus. Am I down your street? I'm going to show you. The Bible said there was a rich young ruler that came to Jesus. And he said, good master, what shall I do that I might inherit eternal life? And Jesus said, let me straighten you out first and foremost. There's none good but one. That's God. But if you want to enter perfectly, this is what you need to do. Keep the commandments. Oh, and I could just sit here. Man, I got you now. All of these things I've kept from my youth up. We can't even say that, can we?
No.
Bible says, but one thing thou lackest, sell all that you have, give to the poor, then come follow me. Did he want to listen to Jesus? No, because see, Jesus hit him right where he hits most of us. In the pocketbook. And boy, when you hit a person in the pocketbook, you can find out where he really and truly is at. The Bible said he went away sorrowful because he had great possessions. And Jesus says it's going to be hard for a rich man to enter into the kingdom. And then his apostle says, if that's the case, then who going to enter? You know how we think. Only those that do what he said. Learn to listen. Learn to obey. Matthew chapter 11, verse number 29, he says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. See, to come to Jesus, you got to listen to what he requires of us. He requires that you give yourself your total surrender of your life in service to him. And in the process of doing that, he's guaranteed us some things on this time side of life. John chapter 10 and round about verse number 10 is a guarantee. The guarantee is the thief has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I have come that you might have life and that you may have it more abundantly. Jesus gives us an abundant life. Amen. But you got to listen to what he commands of us. He commands us all to go into the world and proclaim the gospel. He commands us all to live a life in such a way that men and women are drawn to the cross by the example of our lives. Who are you listening to this morning? And what have you really, truly obeyed? In Revelation chapter 2 and round about verse number 7, the Bible says, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. To him that overcome, I will give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Boy, when I read that, I said, hallelujah, I'm going to be in paradise. Amen. In the midst of God. But you got to have the right ear, and you got to listen to what God requires. Amen. Verse 17, once again, he says, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. To him that overcome, I will give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in that stone, a new name written, which no man knoweth, saith he that receive it. Boy, that's shouting time there. Amen. God has promised you and I eternal salvation if we're willing to listen and obey what he commands. Luke chapter 6 and verse number 46. Jesus says, why would you call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I command you? Matthew chapter 7 and round about verse number 21. Jesus said, in that day, many will say, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in thy name? And in thy name cast out many devils. And then he said, I profess unto you, depart. I know you not, you that worketh iniquity. Abraham listened to God, And when Abraham left his father's house, the Bible said he went out into a place that afterwards he would receive the inheritance. The Bible said he went not knowing where he was going. And guess who he took with him? Or Lot. You go back and you look at that. And Lot thought he was smart. Amen. As they had a fight amongst their herdsmen, Abraham said, let there be no strife among us. I tell you what, look out and take the best land for you. And old Lot saw this pretty green grass. Kind of like us, huh? Yeah. Boy, don't it look green on the other side?
Yes.
Huh? You look at other folks like, boy, don't you envy? Oh, y'all might not, but you know, sometimes you kind of get a little jealous because, boy, they look like they're living a good life. Lot not realizing that he condemned his family to hell's torture as he went over to Sodom. The Bible said it was so wicked that it vexed his soul every day. That almost sounds like America. Church, I want to encourage you. It's time to listen to what God says. And it's really time to put into action what we hear. He that believeth and is shall be saved. Romans chapter 10. The Bible says faith comes by what?
Hearing.
Hearing by the word of God. We need to understand that it's what we hear, what we listen to, and what we do will determine where we will spend eternity. And I'm a firm believer that if you don't make heaven your home, it'll be your fault. Because he's given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. If you're here this morning, stand in need. Let